and we're in the company of the RT Concert Orchestra. The orchestra is led today by David McElroy and conducted by Cormac McCarthy. On this sunny yellow Friday, as opposed to a blue Monday, we present to you our mixtape session, Songs You'll Know and Love, sung by some of the most exciting singing talents in the country. Tolu McKay, Seamus Harty, Megan McRory, Steve, Sexy Tig, and Jackie McGraw. And their version of Blue Monday. Welcome along to Studio One. If you want to text the program, 51551, WhatsApp's 087-032-3232. I forgot to welcome our studio audience. They're the lucky ones who got tickets to join us today for our mixtape session. So it's a selection of songs, as I say, that you know and love, sung by some of the most exciting singing talent in Ireland. First up, please welcome Nigerian-born. This person has lived in Wexford, Waterford, Tullamore and Galway and was transported onto a national stage via the N17 on New Year's Eve 2020. Please welcome Tolu McKay. So, Tolu, this isn't your first rodeo.
No, it's not the first rodeo. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what is it like being back with the orchestra?
It's still as epic. Absolutely. Like, this is incredible. Like, the voices that you're going to hear and the sounds, you're in for a good treat.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. Thanks very much, Tolu McKay. Tolu McKay there. All the way from Tralee, a young man with a voice to die for. When he was 5, he was moved to tears by an orchestra. Let's hope he fares better this afternoon. Please welcome Seamus Harty. So we'll find out about the tears later on, Seamus, but this is a very exciting afternoon for you.
Oh, incredible, yeah. God, I don't know where else you'd want to be. But incredible talent, incredible performers, incredible presenter, eh?
Incredible, there you go.
Incredible audience, you know.
Seamus Harty, the charmer. Thank you very much, Seamus. Our next singer comes to us from Nottingham via Donegal. She wowed us with her rendition of a Bonnie Raitt classic, Osgeilge, earlier in the year, so we said we'd have her black. Please welcome Megan McRory. How are you, Megan?
I'm good.
Yeah, I saw you earlier on in the corridor. You were a little bit nervy.
Yes, of course.
To be expected.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Nerves and excitement are
the same thing.
Same effect on the body.
But it's amazing. Like, it was so great to rehearse earlier, and it's just, it's mental to be here.
Mental to be here, says Megan McRory. Thanks very much, Megan. Now, next up, a primary school teacher who managed to get the day off school to be here. She impressed us greatly the last time she was on the show, not only by her singing talent, but also her ability to handle Dustin the turkey. Please welcome Niamh. So, Niamh, you manifested this.
Yes, so I made a vision board kind of thing, and playing with a live orchestra was something that I thought I would do in about 10 years' time, so the fact it's happening today is just insane.
Brilliant. Niamh, ladies and gentlemen, Niamh. Our next singer has been described as thrilling, authentic, sexy. They're from Carlow, I'm proud of it. Let's hear it for Sexy Tig.
Hello.
We used to say, Tadhg, down in Kildare, that should be up for the day.
Absolutely.
Is that the same in Carlow?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not the longest drive now. It was pretty grand. Had a nice stop for coffee on the way, so it took my time. But it was lovely.
So you're up for the day.
Up for the day.
And we're delighted to have you. Sexy Tadhg, Sexy Tadhg. And finally, one of our great singer-songwriters. He's the real deal, no stranger to the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. Please welcome Declan O'Rourke. Have you got a crew with you, Declan? Have you got a crew with you?
Oh, the original Declan O'Rourke is here somewhere. My father and my uncle, Brendan O'Rourke. Yep.
Right. And is your dad a musician as well?
Far better singer than me.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. I'm the
Can we change
link.
The running order there?
Yeah. He'd sing me under the table. I'm the poorest singer in my family, actually.
Wow. Yeah. We'll have to do an O'Rourke special. Declan O'Rourke, ladies and gentlemen, Declan O'Rourke. Now, just for the nerds listening, there are 54 microphones here in Studio One, 53 instruments, 74 channels on the mixer, and there's over 1,000 meters of cable. Wow. Yeah, you can say wow. You can say it out loud. It's radio, not television. They can't see you doing the open mouth thing. Will we get started? Yes. Okay. First song, a song written by the legendary songwriting duo of Burt Bacharach and Hal David. For their hit maker, Dionne Warwick, back in 1964, singing Walk On By with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. Please welcome Tolu McKay.
Start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by, walk on by, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. Sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by, don't stop. Walk on by. gotta go, so welcome back.
Thank you very much for that, Tolu McKay. That's a heartbreaker of a song, isn't it?
Breaking up with someone, they're just like, okay, don't come back, don't say anything, just go, go on. Back.
Don't stop. So, and you did a really good version of that. Difficult to be first, I would imagine.
Thank you. Thank you for making me first.
Well, you'd done it before. So N17, it was New Year's Eve 2020 into 2021.
Yes.
And the country, and indeed the world, was in this mad state because of COVID. And you recorded remotely, and all the members of the orchestra then were, they were at home in their tux.
Yeah, we never met in person, but it's good to be here and to see you all. They're brilliant. Yeah, that was an interesting time because I remember I was in the sticks of nowhere in Clare. I had no Wi-Fi, so I was literally like by my phone, and I was like, oh my God, wait, what? Graham Norton is talking about me? What is going on? And then I was like, okay, I think this is creating a global impact. But it was the time, it was the setting, it was just right.
And the song, because it's such an Irish song.
It is, yeah. 30 years I heard it, so that's how old it is, yeah. And I got to meet the Saw Doctors, and they're brilliant. So.
Yeah, brilliant. And they played with the orchestra recently as well, didn't they? On Tommy Tiernan, or maybe the Late Late Show. Now, the single is out, War, which you performed for us in studio recently, and you're in the National Concert Hall on June 27th with the Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, thank you.
Are the concert orchestra not good enough for you?
Look, it's not my fault that I'm wanted everywhere, you know?
Yeah, and of course that Walk On By has been sampled by Doja Cat.
She popularized it for sure in this era.
For your generation, yes.
Yeah.
What a classic song. And you're going to stick around, you're going to sing a duet with Sexy Tig.
I am so excited for that.
But for the moment, Tolu McKay, thank you very much. Thank you, Tolu.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Simon has been on to 51551. Honestly, every time I hear Tolu sing, she stops me in my tracks. Mesmerizing. I just love her, says Simon. Now, a right banger from 1966, originally recorded by Tina Turner, produced by Phil Spector with his signature Wall of Sound. Singing River Deep, Mountain High, Sexy Tig.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, the only doll I ever owned. I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets stronger in every way, and it gets deeper, let me say, and it gets higher day by day. Ooh, I love you, my oh my, yeah, river deep, mountain high. Ooh, if I lost you, would I cry? Young boy, did you have a puppy that always followed you around? Well, I'm gonna be as faithful as that puppy. No, I'll never let you down. 'Cause it grows stronger like the river flows, and it gets bigger, baby. And heaven knows, and it gets sweeter, baby, as it grows. like Dino loves to swing. And I love you, baby, like a schoolboy loves his bed. And I love you, baby, river deep, mountain high.
Mountain High with the Orgy Concert Orchestra. Well done. That was great. That was great. A tour de force. A tour de force. That looked like you were having great fun.
I have so much fun singing Tina Turner. I think we all enjoy a little bit of Tina sometimes.
Yeah.
So fab.
She was such an amazingly strong woman, wasn't she?
I know, yeah. And I think the music really just showed her strength and her veracity and her energy. So it's really great getting to feel even a percentage of that today.
I was reading about the recording of that song and Phil Spector, as I said, produced it. And he was a bit of a perfectionist, a bit of a stickler for detail. And he made her sing it, she says, 500,000 times, obviously an exaggeration, but a lot.
Yeah, I'd believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. It's your auntie's karaoke song.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Angela loves to sing this one in karaoke. I mean, she is as mad as Tina herself.
Right.
So, you know, when she gets up, she really embodies it.
It's a big one to take on, isn't it?
Irish, sure, look. Yeah. You know, for me, I don't know. It's grand. It is a big one. But I mean, with the orchestra there giving me all that strength, I think I had a fun time.
Yeah. So you were touring with the Mary Wallopers. Was that as wild as I'd imagine it to be, or...?
It was wild, but not in like the, you know, we weren't out drinking every night or anything crazy. We had one night where we were doing karaoke in Edinburgh, and it was the one night I probably should have given myself vocal rest, but I was like, no, I'm going to sing Katy Perry and the Alphabet Song, which is always a good one for karaoke. People,
how does
don't
that
do
go?
It. A, B, C, all right. You all know it, let me hear you. E, F, G, whoa. You know, yeah. It's a classic.
There's a lot of spelling songs out at the moment, isn't there?
There's a lot of letters there, but yes. You know, yeah, 24, yeah. 26, I don't know the exact number.
Right, okay, yeah, 26. Now, as I say, you're going to be doing a great duet with Tolu later on. Thanks for that. For the moment, ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Tig! We're here in Studio One with the RTE Concert Orchestra. We have to take a quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, welcome back. Live from Studio One this Friday afternoon in the company of the RTE Concert Orchestra, led by David McElroy and conducted by Cormac McCarthy. So next, an Oscar-winning song from 2018. Singing Shallow. Let's hear it for Seamus Harty and Niamh.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I feel myself
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. And in the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I feel myself, I'm off the deep end.
That was great. And I'm up here with the audience. Big hug there, Seamus and Niamh, congratulating each other. I'm up here with Seamus's parents, and Niamh's parents are behind as well. Breed and Roger are Seamus's parents. How did that feel watching that, Breed?
Oh my God, unbelievable, to be honest. Yeah. You can feel my heart, it's actually thumping. Well done, congratulations to you both.
Seamus, your mother was mouthing the words. Just in case you forgot them, because she's connected to you in some strange way.
I can hear in my thoughts.
So. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What about you, Roger?
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, he just adores his music, and to hear it with a live audience, you can just pick up the vibration, pick up the energy. It's amazing.
He's still your baby, like he's. What age is he?
24.
Right, 24.
24 years young.
Yeah. I know, I don't mean to sound patronising, Seamus, but you've done a really good job on him.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah.
And where does the singing talent come from?
Well, I often say the singing comes from his mother and maybe the neck from his father.
Right, yeah. Okay, there you go.
And I think in the modern world you need a little bit of both.
But you do. Yeah. And Seamus, it was nice to have Niamh for your first outing with an orchestra, a wingman of sorts.
Yeah, like myself and Niamh only met yesterday for the first time.
Yeah.
We were introduced to each other 2 days ago. I was on my way up to Dublin from Tralee yesterday, stopped in for a cup of tea, and just chatted and got to know each other.
Yeah,
and
had a great time.
Incredible singer, really lovely person, and yeah, you kind of came through there.
You did, you came through, right. Your girlfriend's here as well. Hi, Nina.
Hi, hello.
Tell them what happened to you this week.
I finished my exams for hopefully the last time ever.
And when you get the results, and you will obviously pass, you will be a
doctor.
Right, well, congratulations. Woo! So this has been quite whirlwind for Seamus, hasn't it, the last 18 months or so?
Yeah, it certainly has. Yeah, for the two of us, I think. But we got through it in the end anyways. We're hopeful. Well, he's another few days left. But he'll get through that too.
That's his, because he's still at college. That's what you're referring to.
Exactly,
not the singing.
Yeah.
He'll be singing for a long time to come.
For a long, long time, yeah.
Does he ever serenade you?
Well, I suppose that's kind of the first time we met. We were both singing as well. There was a bit of serenading there, right?
All right. He wooed you with a song, Niamh's parents are here. How are you, Teresa and Patter? How are you doing? Now, Patter is a classical pianist. Ladies and gentlemen, give Patter a round of applause. So, I suppose you're more qualified than most of us to have an opinion.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, no. And I don't know about the classical pianist bit, but...
but you do play the piano.
I do.
And you play classical pieces.
I do.
Yeah, well, you're a classical pianist. There you go, by definition.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. So, how did Niamh get on there?
Oh, I thought fantastic. I mean, we're so proud of her. And I love that song. You know, it brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
You know, and particularly today to hear it with the full orchestra.
Yeah.
Unbelievable experience. Yeah.
Teresa, we were saying that Niamh is a moon tour. And can I tell them, Niamh, that you know we had a cancellation midweek. Somebody wasn't well, can't name the person. And we were looking around. Niamh had been on the show. As I say, she did really well, both singing and handling Dustin. So we put the call in. How long did you have to think about our offer, Niamh?
A split second.
Yeah. So here you are. And
I've been looking around my shoulders. I'm worried that Dustin will pop up.
No, you're safe. He's not. We've no room from today. No room from today. So thanks so much for helping us out. And you're going to sing Zombie for us after 4 o'clock. So very proud, Patter and Teresa. Yeah. And just before we leave the parents section of the audience, Roger, just that the five-year-old been brought to tears by an orchestra. Is Breed better or are you better to tell that story?
I leave Breed tell the
story.
Yeah,
go on, Breed, right.
Okay, so we were in holidays in France when James was about 4 or 5, and one of our friends who happened to have a mobile there at the time told us about the orchestra down in Royan, out on the beach. Right. So we hightailed it off down to Royan, and basically the orchestra was down at the sand. It was the most beautiful experience, and we were standing back in the prom. But during the song from the theme from the mission, Gabriel's Oboe, Seamus came back and his eyes were full of tears. And it moved him to tears. And I just thought that was quite profound
at
that
five,
stage.
Yes.
Yeah. And he said something
about...
So
they were a good orchestra. It wasn't the quality of the music.
No, it was. They were absolutely amazing. Yes, and it was just the way it impacted him.
Yeah.
And he came back and he had tears in his eyes. And he just said it reminded him of homelessness for some reason. I don't know. But I suppose at five, for something to impact you so much musically...
It was a sign.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. You could read it like that.
Yeah, well, he's back now on his own. He's going solo this time. Thanks very much, parents. Thank you. Give the parents a round of applause. So this is a Beach Boys song. Paul McCartney has said that is one of the greatest songs ever written. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys said he wrote it because he was inspired by the pure brilliance of the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. Singing God Only Knows. Welcome back, Seamus Hearty.
As long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on, believe me. The world would show nothing to me, but what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Thank you.
if you should ever leave me. Well, life would still go on, believe me. The world would show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd, God only knows. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd, God only knows. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd, God only knows. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
That was stunning. That was stunning. I don't know about you at home, but I'm cheering up here. Seamus Hardy, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. And I saw you smiling up at Nina.
Yeah.
So that was the true serenade with orchestra backing. So you didn't cry this time, I did.
I was close now, to be fair.
Yeah.
It was so, so beautiful. It's what an opportunity. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Seamus Hardy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Okay, we're live from Studio One with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Quick commercial break.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. We're live from Studio One. It's going well so far. If you want to comment on what's going on here, 51551 0870 32 32 32. We're in the company of the RTE Concert Orchestra. The reviews are in to those numbers. What brilliant performances. Niamh and Seamus are amazing. And the Symphony Orchestra, it's the Concert Orchestra. They got it wrong here. It's the Concert Orchestra, What a treat on a sunny Friday afternoon. The orchestration backing of God Only Knows is brilliant. Singing version, lovely and mellow, says that person. Enjoying the beautiful music and singing. Fabulous show. Fair play to the orchestra, says Naomi in Tala. And how am I supposed to get any work done today with those heavenly sounds coming from the radio? Truly stunning, says that person. And a fantastic rendition of a very difficult song to sing. Well done, Sexy Ty. Yes. And between Tolu's vocals and the orchestration of Walk On By, it could be easily a Bond theme. Well, that's high praise indeed. Jaw-dropping from Daz. And it's a brave singer. It's a brave singer that takes on a Dionne Warwick song to have the range to do it justice so well. Well done, lovely girls. That person, well done, lovely girl. There you go. Okay. So next up, a classic from 1984, originally sung by Cyndi Lauper. But this afternoon, singing time after time, it's Meghan Nick Rory.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. suitcase of memories. Time after, sometimes you picture me when I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me and I can't hear what you have said. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. The second hand of words, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, will be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will. My picture fades and darknesses turn to grey. Watching through windows and you're wondering if I'm okay. Secrets stolen from deep inside and the drum beats out of time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, time after time, time.
Megan Nick Rory and Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time. For a good Megan, six years. That was lovely. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Because she's so amazing, Cyndi Lauper. Yo.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a hard one to sing.
Yeah, no, well, you did a really good job on it. You did a really good job on it. You put your own stamp on it, which is
thanks
important.
Thanks so much, yeah. Carmila.
And that was your first time to sing with an orchestra?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. What an experience.
Yeah. Is it the ultimate for singers, is it?
I think so, yeah.
It is. There's a lot of nodding here, a lot of nodding around the place. you have a busy summer.
I do.
Go on.
Yes. I'm doing all the festivals with Bold Love. We're over at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton next week. And just a lot of song releases and recordings and lots of gig with my family, Clan Vicarooey, as well. So it'll be a busy summer.
So you're in a family band?
I am.
Called?
Clan Vicarooey.
Right.
So it's myself and my dad and my three uncles.
Aha.
Yeah.
Right. What sort of stuff do you play?
All Irish ballads from Ran an Pháirste. They're all from the poets of the area. And we kind of put our own wee spin on it.
Right. So Donegal is the area.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mentioned Nottingham earlier on.
Yep. So my parents lived in London and then they moved to Nottingham. And I lived there till I was about 11. And then we moved to Donegal, to Ranafast. And that's where I learned how to speak Irish.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you're staying on. You're going to duet with Declan O'Rourke.
Yes.
Hello, Declan.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah. Thanks so much for making the trip up from Galway. Great to see you. You're just back from Australia.
I am.
Yeah. Loads of exciting things happened there.
Loads of exciting things. I'm very,
go on.
I'm looking forward to telling you all about them next year.
Oh, right. Well, you can't tell us.
Can't tell you much. No. Right. I was down in the trenches doing the things that are invisible before you get to see the things.
Oh, yes, yes,
you
yes.
You know what I mean?
So it's in the pipeline or further on than the pipeline?
Oh, it's in the... Well, it was shoved into the pipe. Now it'll come out the other end.
Right. Okay. This is cold, lad. Sorry about this. But you're very excited by it,
oh,
whatever
I'm
it is.
Very excited about it.
Yes. Yeah. And when will we get as excited as you about it?
Well, this is always the way it happens. We're always years ahead of you guys.
Oh, right.
We make them and we put them in the oven, and then it goes ding, it comes out, and then you put it, and then you're on top of the pops.
Yeah.
So Ray Darcy. You know.
Yeah, and is it just music, or is there something else?
You have ways of making me talk.
No, but you've written a number of books about the famine, really good books. Obviously, you're a musician, singer, songwriter. Is there other?
Could be. I sound like a politician.
Yeah, you do. You're avoiding the answering this question very well.
I've drifted into a new realm.
Yeah. So Australia's been good to you then, because this is exciting. And since Kyabram is in Australia.
That's right.
And the album, which is now 21 years old, was named that because of what?
A town I visited with my parents as a teenager. And while I was there, somebody gave me a guitar and showed me a couple of chords. Town was called Kyabram, an Aboriginal word, and it ended up being when I was trying to figure out what to name my first record, I realised that was the fundamental moment that began everything.
Right, so it's called Since Kyabram.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you're the worst singer in your family.
Yeah.
And you saw yourself originally as a songwriter as opposed to a singer.
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah, I always thought I'd find a singer to sing my songs.
Right.
They never showed up.
So you had to do it yourself, says the little red hen.
I ended up accidentally doing it myself, and here I am. Yeah.
Can you remember the first time you sang with an orchestra? Because you did Since Kyabram, all of it, with the RT Concert Orchestra, didn't you?
Not Kyabram, no, but I have worked with the orchestra many times, and it's always a privilege. It's like the experience of a lifetime, actually. Closest thing I'd imagine to being on the back of a bird.
Right.
Floating into the sky, and it's it never gets old. I imagine it's even more special when it's your first time for some of these amazing people.
Yeah,
but I just love working with the orchestra, and it's something that's greater than the collective sum of its parts. All that talent, all those beautiful instruments, and you put it together, and you get a beast that's like one instrument. Or they call themselves a band, actually. Which is both true, and it's something much greater than that.
Yeah, and so you're lifted. You're lifted.
You are lifted, and it elevates your songs, and just it's something spiritual. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, take your position there, please. So singing that song, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most beautiful Irish songs ever written, in my humble opinion. It's been covered by Eddie Reader, Josh Groban, Mary Byrne, Paul Weller. Indeed, Paul Weller said this is a song he wished he had written. But now the OG, as the young people say, yes. sorry, I apologize. Declan O'Rourke singing Galileo.
Galileo fell in love as a Galilean boy, and he wondered what in heaven who invented such a joy. But the question got the better of his scientific mind. To his blind and dying days, he looked up high and often sighed and sometimes cried. Who puts the rainbow in the sky? The stars at night, who dreamt up someone so divine, someone like you and me, the moon.
ask some funny questions now and then, but just remember the alternative, for I remember when I was lonely and unhappy and my lips were cold as ice, but you kissed me, and good heavens, now I'm here in paradise. So if ever I'm not kissing you or looking in your eyes, I won't be blind and I won't cry. I'll look up high and gladly sigh and thank the guy who puts the rainbow in the sky. Who likes the stars? Dreamt of someone so divine, someone like you, and made them someone like you, and made them
and Galileo and the RT Concert Orchestra. We're live from Studio One. Let's see what you're saying. The reviews aren't in for you, Declan, yet, because they're stunned by that, so they're just getting to the text now, but they will be coming in. Sit down there. They're in for Seamus Hardy. Seamus singing God Only Knows. It's my favourite song of all time, and it was phenomenal. It brought me to tears, says Etna. And the orchestra sounds amazing. No surprise, being under the great conducting talent of Cormac McCarthy. There you go. Stunning music, absolutely beautiful. Thank you, says Ciarán. Best of luck to Seamus Hardy, an incredible talent from everyone in Mike the Pies in Listowel. There you go, that. Wow, Seamus, fabulous. I've pulled over in my car to listen. I would pay to see him. Well, that's the idea. And time after time, brilliant. What a show this afternoon. Wish I was there. You see, yay, wish I was there. Well, they're here. We're heading to an ad break, Noak, and we're back after that. Don't go away.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning. Thank you very much, and welcome back to Studio 1 in the Radio Centre in the company of the RTE Concert Orchestra. And six wonderful singers, ladies and gentlemen, six wonderful singers, and a wonderful audience. Woo! And the weather's wonderful, and it's Friday, and it's all brilliant, all brilliant. Let's see what they're saying here. Would love to give Meg and Nick Rory a huge congrats from her housemate, Claire. There you go. Aww. Claire's listening. That's good to know. And Phil says, I'm very envious of Phil here. Nothing better than sitting out in my garden and listening to the wonderful music. The concert orchestra are amazing, and their accompaniment, that's ye, only adds to the song. I often listen back to the orchestra accompanying Niall Horan on his Flicker album, and it brings a tear to my eye. That's Phil and Lucan. And P.S., could you wish my beautiful wife, Audrey, happy 28th wedding anniversary for tomorrow? So, Phil, Audrey is thinking of you on this lovely sunny afternoon. Congratulations to Seamus, amazing. Love from his godmother, Mary Harty, and Mike, and all the cousins in Cork. Spine-tingling stuff, and God Only Knows, one of my favourite songs. Well, it's one of Paul McCartney's as well. This song, the next song, became a sports anthem in the last number of years, and a sports anthem for Limerick hurling, ladies and gentlemen, Munster rugby, Irish rugby, singing zombie, it's Niamh. We'll be right back. That's Moontour and Eve and her version of Zombie. We're up with the audience again. Dave and Caroline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How's it going so far for you?
Very good. It's really good.
Yeah, thanks for coming along. It's our mixtape session. So you look like you probably are people who enjoyed mixtape back in the day. Did you, Dave?
Ah, we did, yeah. We did, in fairness.
And did you woo Caroline with a mixtape?
Well, I didn't woo with my voice anyway, so it had to be a mixtape.
What sort of stuff did you put on it?
Oh, God, we're going back. We're David Gray fans, so we were David Gray fans back in the day. So, yeah, who would have sent?
Is he telling the truth, Caroline?
Absolutely.
Is he? Because I thought he was a Lionel Richie fan.
Yeah, he's into a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, and I get brought along to a lot of gigs, but yeah, he's good taste.
Yeah, yeah. No, because my little birdies told me that at the beginning that you probably had conflicting musical tastes.
That'd be right. Yes.
So now let's start again, David. So who were you into back then?
Well, I was into Lionel Richie, I have to say. But I'm actually saying on the radio now, I'm in trouble now.
No, you're not. Lionel Richie's brilliant. And who else?
Take That.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. And what about you, Caroline?
I like Faithless and a lot of dance stuff. Yeah, that's been honest. Yeah.
So that's quite different
so
then.
So a good mix then.
Yeah. And have you found compromise over the years?
Garth Brooks.
No,
definitely not.
No.
Well, she bought the tickets in fairness.
Right. But
David Gray is a
And you were at the gig last week?
Yeah.
Amazing, wasn't it?
It was brilliant, absolutely. Yeah. And I didn't see any flying chairs.
Thank God. You didn't see them either.
No, he was good, he was really
Everyone
good.
Seemed to be very well behaved apart from that. It was very enjoyable. Here's the surprise. David and Caroline, thanks for coming along today and sharing your little mixtape stories. And believe it or not, your hero, Lionel Richie, is playing in the Three Arena on June 1st.
Correct.
And we've tickets for you.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah. Say hello to that. That's not the scene and everything else. David and Caroline, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we've another duet for you, singing this great inspirational song. It's an anti-apartheid anthem and also influenced by Labi Siffre's experience of growing up as gay in the 1960s and 1970s, singing Something Inside So Strong, Tolu McKay and Sexy Tig.
Something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. You're doing me wrong, so wrong. But my pride was gone. Oh no. Something inside so strong. Yeah. Something inside so strong.
Because there
strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. Yeah, something inside is so strong.
Something inside so strong. Brilliant, brilliant. 515-510-870-32-32-32. Thanks for texting in and WhatsApping in today. Dolores will be proud of that version of her song. What a voice Niamh has. There you go. And this is the Limerick thing, obviously. Han Niamh, Han Limerick, Han the orchestra. Incredible rendition of Zombie. Dolores is listening from above. Carl in, you've guessed it, Limerick. So there you go. Beautiful music. We're blessed to have so many fine musicians and singers, orchestra included. You're not too bad yourself. By the way, are there any windows in that place? Because the sun is out. Just saying, says Dennis and Turles. No, Dennis, no windows in here. It's Studio One in the Radio Centre. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's quite a unique room in this country. It houses the orchestra. We can mic everybody here. We can broadcast from it. It's here over 50 years, and it's a very important room for the culture of this country, and it's important that we keep it going and we keep the orchestra going. That's hugely important. So don't let important things like this slip away, if ever that's mentioned. That's important. Goosebumps here. We are lucky to be there for the last mixtape show. That's Vincent and Bridget. And loving the mixtape show, Catherine Dalton with her husband Tommy are in your audience today. Catherine will be celebrating a roundy birthday later this month. Where are you, Catherine? Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday, Catherine. We won't guess it. Which are a great celebration in advance from all the family in Dublin, Belfast, and Skerries. Niamh's surname is Murray, but she goes by Niamh, N-I-V, isn't that it? Yeah. Stephen's listening in Spain, look at you. And I'm crying here in the car listening to Declan O'Rourke, stunning rendition of my favourite song, says Anna. Now, Niamh, I didn't get a chance to say this to you earlier on. So you won a competition earlier on to do what?
This
wasn't a competition. No, we rang you. That's how it worked. I know it's all happened very quickly.
Yeah, no. So it was our emerging artists for Lovestock, the festival that's coming up at the June Bank Holidays. So.
And you were headlining that?
Yes, headlining main stage. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Great. And Sexy Tig, you've a headlining gig coming up.
Yeah, I have a headline show coming up in the Academy on November 21st.
Great. Seamus, what about you?
Yeah, I'm doing a headline in Whelan's on August 6th and Mike DePuy's August 7th.
Right. And we know you're in National Concert Hall in June, Tony McKay.
Yes.
And Megan, you're all over the country with Bold
Love.
Bold Love. And Declan O'Rourke is doing loads of things that he won't tell us about. That's
A tour in October all around the country, more Kai Abram dates, and it culminates in the National Stadium.
Yeah. Now you've been around, obviously, a lot longer than most of the others here. How do you feel today went, Declan?
I feel it went great, and I commend you for being such a champion of Irish music and young and upcoming music. Who dedicates a whole show to just music? I think it's fantastic.
We're delighted to do it. I'm having the time of my life here. What a privilege to be in the same room as ye and the RTE Concert Orchestra and a wonderful audience. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a quick commercial break from Studio One.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Studio One. Let's see what they're saying. Listen, audience, listen to this one. I so wish I was there. See, that's what it says. It all sounds incredible, very moving. Declan, wow, so amazing. I love that song. Makes me cry every time. Love and everything, says Kira. And well done to Sexy Tig and Tolan McKay. Fantastic version of Something Inside, so strong. Absolutely brilliant today. Talent is remarkable. I was waiting for the quiz after 4 o'clock. Obviously, there isn't one today. So if you have a spare weekend to give away, you have my number. Says that first. Cheeky out. Now, this, when we remember 2025, and in particular April and May of this year, this next song will be our song. Because when the unseasonally fine weather started in April, we were so impressed by the weather forecast every morning on Morning Ireland that we decided to take a bit of it and put it to music. And we put it to this particular song. And there are so many versions of it that we got a version by Nina Simone, Sheryl Crow, The Christians, Womack and Womack, our own Sharon Shannon, and the list goes on and on and on. Gary Barlow was in there as well, and then people you wouldn't know. So we decided, having the orchestra in Studio One this soon after, and indeed the fact that the weather is so good still, that we'd have to finish off with this song. It's a George Harrison song. Yeah, he wrote and sang this, but today it's the turn of Declan O'Rourke back with Megan Nick Rory. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here comes the sun.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
It's been
here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all it's been here comes the sun, here comes the sun, I say it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, here comes the sun. It's all right, sun, 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 here it comes,
sun, 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 here it comes,
sun, 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 here it comes. Thank you.
Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right. It's alright. 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 It's alright.
McGrory and Declan O'Rourke and the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, and Here Comes the Sun. Let's hope it's around for some time to come. Not crying at all, says Simon. The sun is just in my eyes. Superb version. I'm in heaven listening to Here Comes the Sun while still listening in my garden, says Phil, who was gloating earlier on as well. What a great show today. Loving it all. Amazing. Doing the ironing and not feeling like a chore at all today. Keep it going, says Margaret. Well, unfortunately, this is about it. We have to make way for drive time. Megan McRory has done it again. Amazes us every time. Goosebumps, the kindest soul and the most incredible talent. Love from your proudest pals, Ash and Ryan. Aww. They're all listening. Claire's listening as well. She's still, yeah. Well, listen, thank you all so much. Thank you all. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did listening to you. So, Tony McKay, thank you very much. Seamus Harty, Megan McRory, Niamh, thank you very much. Sexy Tig, Declan O'Rourke, give me a huge round of applause.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks to the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, led by David McElroy, conducted by Cormac McCarthy. Thanks to the people. There you go, take a round of applause, yes. Well, they're doing that. I'd say the people who got us from here to you, Ruth Kennington, Patrick Carney, Damien Chanel, Lee Mullen and Emma in Studio 7, all the team who work with the orchestra, Mary Sexton, Mary Adams, Jack Nugent, Angela Rowan and Gavin O'Sullivan, and of course the team who work on the show every day, every week, Louise Kerr-Ross, Claire Hogan, Neil Doherty, and in particular our producer in charge, Niamh Hassel. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Cormac and Sarah on the way.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTÉ Radio 1.